this that was recorded at Rock Money Media in Covina, California.
Hey, what's up? Have you been in a car accident and it's not your fault? Or maybe it is your fault. It really doesn't matter. All that matters is you hit up CC LA Motors. CC LA Motors, the best body shop. iCar Gold certified. I said iCar Gold certified. They work with all insurance companies, so don't be afraid of the insurance. They will work with their insurance. Also, free 24 hour towing, so don't be stuck on the road. They got you. They'll pick you up and take you to their body shop. Free 24 hour towing, located in San Gabriel Valley, LA area, Inland Empire in Orange County, 14340 Arrow Highway, Ballpark, California. Remember, you get in a car accident, hit up CC LA Motors. Let me give you some dating advice. Are you looking for a special place, for a special person, for a special date? Well, I'll take them to Garden Bar and Grill, located in La Habra and Pico Rivera. Good food, good service. Be there.
Starting new business? Don't know where to start from? Hit up Snap Express. Snap Express has all your promotion needs, from stickers to t-shirts, hats, keychains. You want it, they got it. Remember, at Snap Express, your business is their business.
This episode is brought to you by Apish, premium cannabis brand. Follow them on Instagram at apish_OG. Website www.apish.com. Let's go ape shit.
Goodbye. No use leading without chance. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends.
Rocky Nash Podcast, episode 199. Goodbye. It's not a goodbye. It's a see you later.
Let's call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say
goodbye. Let's fucking go. We got a motherfucking special co-host. Who else would have had on this fucking podcast to end it with a fucking bang? But the one and only boss ass fucking G Money.
Drop those motherfucking sirens, Rocky Nash. What's good in the motherfucking hood? Let's go. Damn, I'm feeling good right now.
Was crazy.
Let's fucking go. That's a hard ass fucking song, bro.
Who is this?
Fool, that's fucking Russ. Goodbye.
Oh, Russ is a killer, bro. Ooh,
that shit got me pumped up. Got me pumped up. Guys, we are episode 199. Once again, it's not a goodbye. It's a I'll see you in a little bit.
See you in a little bit.
With every business, any kind of adventure, any kind of networking, you got to progress. You got to go to the next chapter. You can't stay in the same place so long. You got to go. You got to move up the ladder. For so long, about 2 years now. I think they're Rocky Nash for almost 3 years. Almost 200 episodes.
Started with Street Scholars. That was fucking awesome. I always felt like I needed to do Street Scholars. I mean, I thought Street Scholar was it. This is it. Yeah, this is it. Amazing. And it's funny because G Money seen it there. Like, he's seen who was putting work in, who wasn't putting work in, etc. G Money, people just show up and not, oh, who are we interviewing today?
Yeah. What are the topics?
No repost. Didn't get any fucking guests for us. And that's why I haven't announced it yet, but there's no, I shot duct tape. I shot it like fucking Duck Hunt on Nintendo. Boom. Shot. Done.
You look like one of those kids that would cheat and put the gun right 100%. On the TV.
100%. You did too.
Yes. Because it was so inaccurate, yeah. To be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just a little, this is what's going on with duct tape. I had duct tape. I had a whole idea. And usually I don't listen to this guy, Albert, from Denver.
I'll be sugar
with a bomb ass mom.
Man, bomb.
Can I say that? Because she's like my cousin too. She has nice legs though. I can say
the whole
she has
family's
nice.
Bomb.
Yeah. Even their brother.
Mm-hmm. And he's a gay.
He's a gay.
He's good looking though too.
He speak.
Albie's almost there.
So Albie cut this. I don't, he has so much money to cut your own hair. Why do people with money are
trying to be independent?
I won't come on here. Dude, stop.
Cool. If I'm rich, I'm not even jacking myself off no more. I'm paying someone.
That's cool. Been doing that a lot of that lately.
Hey.
So I'm going back to
your
duct tape.
Strong.
So we had this meeting, right? I had a duct tape meeting at the West Covina Mall with JR and the crew.
Rezo.
I go, you know, Rezo, we're going to get you on the podcast. Like, fuck you. Like, your network's pretty strong. You're at a lot of events. Like, it'll be kind of cool to have a duct tape hat on or just, oh, yeah, dude. You know,
stickers.
He goes to places that I don't want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay. And JR does the same thing. I mean, JR and Rezo are at the same events.
Yeah.
You know, it's that, I would call a fake Hollywood circle. Yeah. More or less. Like, I know you know me. Okay, cool. Like,
Swap meet wood.
It's called swap meet wood. That's good. And then Rezo comes and we had this meeting. Rezo goes, oh, bro, I need a contract.
Hold on. So, to me, it seems like you were doing a favor almost for Rezo.
I thought he's a good dude. Let's get him on the pod.
I thought, honestly, like Make-A-Wish Foundation. He really said, no, yeah. I need a contract.
Shut the fuck up. So you want this contract. I go, we don't do contracts, bro. Unless we're all like bawling out of control. Then, yeah, we're on radio. Yeah. All right, now, dude, I'm gonna pump up your network. I'm going to get you followers,
fucking
my boy.
Fucking Utani.
Everybody that's been a Street Scholar or anything to do with Rock Money Media, they end up doing pretty well for themselves. The end of the day.
No one's complained.
And then it came down to, okay, I was kind of like, okay, I'm not going to do this shit. And I had a problem with Amherst's schedules all the time. Then she wants to record like at 9 o'clock at night when she's off the gym or whatever she's doing. I mean, she has her schedule. I get it. That pays your bills. I get it. But your schedule and my schedule are not meeting. And I'm just tired of catering to other people's schedule. Like now, I can't come and go as I please because I live further away. I live an hour and a half away now. So, let's do it this time. I go, no, I'm in the bake. I'm in the field. I'm in the field. So I'm not going to. Catered. Like, no, you're not catering to my schedule now. These are the days. And G Money, you know, he agreed. Go, okay, like, we can record these days. Let's do raffle on these days. And we got a set. It might not look like we have a set schedule of what we do. And it's very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
It's very flexible, unlike my chick these days. And yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm kind of bugged. And Albert called me. Albert goes, hey, like, don't do duct tape. And I'm right away. I go, why? I'm fucking listening to your dumbass. Why? So, bro, you went that route already. You get frustrated with people. Like, you don't get frustrated by people not doing what you want to do as far as scheduling and not promoting and not reposting. And with Novel, too. Like, you went that route. Novel's going to be traveling. You're not going to be able to go to every show or like this. You're setting yourself up to get mad for fucking no reason. Like, you're doing this to yourself. And you can't get mad at somebody because they say, the first time's a mistake. The second time is a decision.
Yeah.
So I'm deciding to get mad at myself. I go, oh, you're right. You went that route. That was Street Scholars for the most part. And then I look at, and we're just announcing right now, and I see G Money, work ethics,
and what he does for No Lames. Promote. He promotes No Lames that I do Rocky Nash or I do anything else. He promotes the fuck out of it. You would even know I'm 50% No Lames because I don't repost shit. I don't do nothing. Like,
you were like amorous.
I was the amorous. Cause also I was like when I did do show free for Rocky Nash, I want to get my numbers up and do this and so on and so on. I was like, fuck. So I told G Money, you know what? Like, I don't wanna do multiple podcasts anymore. I don't wanna do three podcasts, two podcasts. I just want I feel like if I just handle one, like we do with Street Scholars, and it could, No Lames is already blown up, but it could be even bigger if I put the same amount as energy as G Money was. So I called G Money on the phone. I'm like, hey, G, like, I decided I just want to do No Lames now. How do you feel? I'm still going to ask him, like, how do you feel about me doing only No Lames, not doing duct tape or anything else, and really just promote the fuck out of No Lames, start making reels, start doing what we got to do as far as marketing, guerrilla marketing, and really fucking get it out there. Like, you're doing all the work, you're doing all the lifting, but let me give you a fucking hand now, because I can get pretty creative myself and promote the fuck out of something if I really want to. I go, let me, and G-Money's reaction was all, foo, I've been fucking waiting for you to tell me this shit. And he was saying, like, I didn't want to tell you. Like, I noticed you don't post or do this and that. I read, fool, but just how you are a Street Scholars, we should have to tell somebody to do something. People should do it on their own and coming from their heart, pretty much, you know?
So. Yeah, that's exactly where I was like. Like, I wasn't going to complain or bitch because, I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it regardless. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, let's fucking make it happen. It would fucking be a lot easier or a lot cooler. Like, I'm not going to, it's not like, with you stepping up, I'm going to take a step back. Yeah. No, I'm going to just keep on going. Like, we're and it'll be two forces pushing the best podcast out there.
Yeah.
Period. And it's just going to make it better. Like, to me, it's like, we're just focusing on watering one plant. I know you're not good with plants, Rocky, but like, this plant we're going to fucking really water, take care of. Yeah. And this plant grows apples. It grows watermelon. It's not racist.
Some people say forbidden fruit.
Yes.
Like Adam and Eve would eat it out of it.
Oh my God. Yes, they would, baby. They'd make fucking apple pies, watermelon pies. There's no watermelon pies, huh?
I mean, I don't know how a black person that made it yet. They should.
No, they should.
Hit
them up. Fucking,
that's insane.
Shout out to our black listeners.
So we decided, like, we wanted to put our apples in one bucket.
Yeah. I guess. Sounds about right. Yeah.
So, guys, as far as me telling you, stories, but we decided, so this is the and what announces all No Lames. So those of you, because in an episode, we have one more episode than this, 200, but 200 is gonna be no announcements. It'll be a little announcement, but it's be like my favorite shows, the Rocky Nash 1 through 200. What was my favorite? What was my least favorite? Stupid shit like that. But it'll be fucking fun and entertaining. And those for more sponsorships, you know, to seal the deal with a lot of sponsors. That'll be done with now I'm saying I'm done. We're only taking some sponsors to No Lames. And No Lames, we're going to kind of clear the room out right there, too. And we're going to start from scratch. Brand new sponsors, brand new prices. So there's different packages. So it's affordable for everybody, but that's a whole different ball game. But we only want to take a few from Rocky Nash podcast to sponsorship over there, roll over. But this is the announcement besides all the other shit I said before. 2024, guys. And we're doing 23, but we don't care for LeBron and Jordan. So we've heard year 24 for Kobe.
Kobe.
I'm getting married to 24.
Yes.
His daughter's number 2, and he's 24. Yeah. So my chick goes, I want to be married for Gigi and Kobe on 224. I go, I like that shit. No, that fucking far from it, bro. That was just a day we just randomly fucking picked.
Why'd you pick that day?
I don't know. It was just fucking. It just looked cool. It just fuck it. Like, let's do late February, and that was like the last Saturday of that February, I think, or some shit. It was one of those. So, anyways,
and it's close because you're horny.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very horny. I haven't had sex since October 28th. Who's counting?
What time was it?
People are. Gonna follow us because we snapped on No Lames last episode. So guys, I want you, if you're not following No Lames podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Cast, any kind of audio platform, make sure you just type in No Lames. It's only No Lames podcast out there. It's gonna pop up. Mm-hmm. So make sure you follow No Lames. And this is the cool thing. It's gonna be twice a week, guys.
What? Drop a motherfucking siren right now or a
people been fucking bugging. Yeah. We had to do two times because twice a week.
Yeah.
And people been bugging, and I'm not even exaggerating. Oh, we need it more than, you know, we want it every day. I mean, Jimmy even thought about doing some app or do a radio every single morning, but then it's just too hard. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, I can't do that. Maybe one day, you know, 92.3, Power 106, you get your ass out of your head.
Power 106.
Head out of your ass, whatever, whatever you call it.
That fucking morning show is... Yeah. Oh my God! Oh,
yeah. Maybe you got. Tell me, we wouldn't kill on the radio.
100%.
And we know how to filter ourselves,
and we love music.
Who doesn't love?
No, music? Like we really love music. We genuinely like care about music.
Jimmy, who else can make Running Around Sue a fucking hitter?
Like, I don't know, bro.
People get excited with Running Around Sue, and you know I'm gonna play that at my wedding.
Oh, you better.
Yeah, I'm at DJ Nasty.
I'm bringing Sue to the wedding.
But I want me and you to, you know, at the reception, we're out there, and Jay Nasty puts it on, and I'm going, G-Money! We're going to do the whole thing.
Oh, we have a dance?
Yeah! We're going to do the whole, you know, the whole, my chase finally says, no, you're not. I go, yeah, we are,
now
baby.
We're choreographing.
We order some coasters for the wedding. So we got some beer coasters.
And the beer koozies, yeah.
And a beer koozies for the wedding. It's going to look cool, babe. Yeah. Don't just,
promise you.
And do my thing, I promise you. It's going to be fucking great. So it's going to be, we're not as sure exact date. We're pushing for Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. If not, maybe like Wednesdays and Fridays. Could we record on Tuesday, drop it Wednesday, come on Thursday, drop it Friday? So either or, but just, it don't matter. It's going to be twice a week. And don't worry, guys. I know you, oh my God, like Rocky, ooh, I want to hear if you're not fucking your chick or you're not, you know, I know you want to hear some stories. It's going to be a part of it. I'm still going to say some story about G-Money's be a part of it. You know, it's just it's just better. It's way better, guys. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. I follow the Rocky Nash podcast, Duct Tape. Duct Tape is just, it got shot. And that was done with that. So it's been No Lanes twice a week, 2024. And with that, we are fucking out.